Nearly 2 weeks of race riots in the Los Angeles County jails have left two inmates dead and scores injured. The latest violence happened just last night. Now, the Sheriff's Department has a plan it hopes will break the cycle. It's going to start transferring hardcore inmates from the outlying jails where riots have occurred to a huge jail in downtown L.A. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has the story.
In the shadow of L.A.'s downtown skyscrapers, there's also a high-rise jail. Twin Towers was built to house the worst of the worst, but for nearly a decade, this state-of-the-art facility hasn't lived up to its promise. The L.A. County Sheriff hasn't had enough deputies to staff what's billed as America's largest county jail. So instead, one tower became a lockup for mentally ill men, while the other houses female prisoners of all kinds. That left the toughest, most violent male inmates, many of them gang members, housed elsewhere in dormitory-style jails. Now the plan is to finally move the women out of the Twin Towers and move the hardcore men in. Inside Tower Number 2, deputies David Parker and Don Jameson demonstrate what makes this jail unique. The prisoners are in pods, not dormitories, and the jailers are in the middle, behind heavy glass walls.
From here you can see almost 180 degrees.
Yes.
What's going on around you.
Exactly. We keep track of all our clients, all the inmates.
They'll all be high security inmates. They probably have been convicted of a very serious felony, may have escape risks, may have violence toward each other or toward deputies. It's just the bad of the bad, so to speak.
Until the violent inmates can be moved to Twin Towers, some will be moved to state prisons, says Mark Klugman, the man in charge of L.A. County's jails.
That is part of what we intend to do when we start shuffling the deck and rehousing the entire jail population. Those high-security inmates are going to be kept isolated.
Isolating inmates according to their level of violence will be a big change from what's been happening recently in L.A. County. Racially inspired riots prompted the separation of some Black and Latino inmates, even though Klugman says racial segregation is not a long-term solution. But some African American activists in Los Angeles argued that segregation is the answer, at least temporarily. They demanded that Black inmates be taken out of the jail dormitories to a safe location. Lita Heron is with Mothers on the March, a group largely made up of women whose children are incarcerated.
None of them were sentenced to capital punishment, but yet there have been two, at least, that have suffered that consequence at the hands of their fellow inmates. We have to be concerned about that.
But others say the problems go beyond race relations.
The inmates are not safe, and the deputies just are constantly outnumbered, and it creates an environment that is just explosive.
Jody Kent is coordinator of the Southern California ACLU's Jails Project. She notes it's been difficult to recruit enough deputies to work in the grueling jail conditions.
They're filthy, they're demoralizing, they're overcrowded. Inmates in these settings are going to be tense. And until we address the problems dealing with overcrowding and understaffing and inmates being locked down 24 hours a day, I'm convinced it will continue.
In an effort to prevent further violence, all inmates in L.A. County jails remain on lockdown with no telephone or TV privileges or visitations. That includes the women in Tower 2. Inmates Valerie Barone and Hubo Shandili say the women here are more apt to fight over a sandwich than any racial turf. But they say conditions, even at Twin Towers, can lead to tensions.
I'm going to be bluntly honest with that. That water is freezing cold. There's not no hot water. Out of that bottom bunk right there, that's leaking out, and that's all toilet water.
On the floor?
On the floor, and people are slipping on it.
It has a bad smell, and people sleep. Yeah, the condition is bad.
I recommend before they bring them in here that they do what they got to do with the plumbing, with the water, with the everything. Because if not, I mean, them men, the way the men are, you think the riots are bad right now? Nah, not if the men come and they did, then you're going to have issues.
The latest incidents in the L.A. County jails could be an indication the sheriff still hasn't found a solution to the violence. And fears that the riots may spread may have been realized today when violence broke out in neighboring San Bernardino jails. Authorities there say Black and Latino inmates battled with fists and razor blades. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.